is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. She's been a staunch Trump supporter for years.
I am proud to know Donald.
Now Pam Bondi could be headed to Washington for a cabinet-level position after Matt Gaetz bowed out. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
The former Florida Attorney General is now President-elect Donald Trump's new pick for U.S. Attorney General after Gaetz withdrew on Thursday. CBS News has learned that at least 8 Republican senators had planned to vote against confirming the former Florida congressman amid questions about the House Ethics Committee investigation into allegations Gaetz had sex with a 17-year-old. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally with 2 decades of experience as a prosecutor.
The first openly transgender person elected to Congress says she'll abide by a newly passed rule that bans trans women from using women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill. Delaware's Sarah McBride tells CBS News she will keep her focus on her job.
I'd like people to see my competence in governing contrast with their chaos.
She'll be sworn in January. There's no relief for people in storm-battered California and the Pacific Northwest. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Fortuna.
Relentless rain pummeling Northern California, turning the normally sunny state into a soggy mess. Streets are flooded, roads are closed, and highways are backed up as 911 calls are on the rise.
On the fire side, they saw about a 25% increase over the past 2 days.
Crews in western Washington state are still removing trees brought down by hurricane force winds that fell on top of homes. New York City is getting a second day of rain after its first drought warning in 20 years. A family on Maui is desperately searching for a missing loved one. Hannah Kobayashi disappeared almost 2 weeks ago during a stopover in Los Angeles, where she'd missed a flight to New York to visit family, her aunt, Larry Pigeon.
She is so special and kind. And if she met you in any other circumstance, she would help you. She would help you. So please don't hurt her and please give us back.
Her aunt says Kobayashi's ex-boyfriend was on the same flight, but they were not sitting together. It's not just users and abusers affected by drugs and alcohol. CBS's Michael George explains.
A report in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs found nearly 160 million Americans say they've been harmed by someone else's substance use. The effects range from marriage and family problems to financial issues.
Also being assaulted or injured in drunk driving accidents. S&P futures down 17, Dow futures off 78. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a nail-biting finish, Racine St. Catherine secured their second WIAA state football title last night.
Sell now rolling out. Here they come. He throws it. Intercepted. Intercepted by Isaac Cantu. And the Angels, I believe, are going to win the state title here.
Dick Graceffa had the call on WRJN as the Angels put down Baldwin Woodville 26-22. The St. Cat's defense played a crucial role, forcing 4 turnovers, with Isaac Cantu's game-ending interception preserving the victory. Junior Lamont Hamilton had a record-breaking performance, including 275 all-purpose yards and 3 receiving touchdowns. Congrats to the Division IV champion Angels. We're working on learning more about an early morning fire in Burlington. Fire crews were called to a structure fire at a home on Kane Street, a few blocks west of Pine. There's a large response on site. The competition for Racine County Executive has come down to Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Those two will face off in a special election December 19th. In unofficial results from yesterday, Malicki emerged as the front runner with roughly 5,700 votes. Christensen trailed with about 1,900. The special election was needed due to the unexpected death of former County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers missing some players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the 49ers at Lambeau Field, but head coach Matt LaFleur says they'll likely be without 2 of their best defensive starters. Cornerback Jair Alexander has a torn PCL, suffered 3 weeks ago in Jacksonville. Then at Wednesday's practice, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper pulled a hamstring.
Did not practice for Jair and Edgerrin Cooper.
Any concern about Sunday for him?
Yes.
Kickoff at 3:25. College football, Wisconsin heads to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers at Memorial Stadium. Game time tomorrow, 2:30. Nebraska, 1.5-point favorites. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee.
Okay, we have an incredible team coming in. Indiana beat us, I think, 4 or 5 times last year. No. Way more. 7 times, 7, 8 times. We got to play defense. We got to move the ball. They want to play fast. We got to sprint back. We got to take guys serious. But we're trending towards the right direction right now, so I'm happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today. We'll get to 46 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, 35. Still cloudy tomorrow, high of 44. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy. Could get a few sprinkles later in the day with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Listening to the radio today. I heard a radio contest here in L.A., but it doesn't matter where you are. All radio contests sound exactly the same. Your lucky caller number 7.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Are you serious?
I'm serious. You just won $1,000. What's your favorite radio station?
This one. WKW, whatever the hell it is.
Those people have no shame or humility. There's no rule that says you have to love the station you won on. If I won a contest, I'd be completely honest. You just won $1,000. What's your favorite radio station?
Well, I jump around a lot. I like the Spanish one. And this one's pretty good. What station is this anyway? I just had it on Seek.
The Beatles covering the Chuck Berry hit, Rock and Roll Music. It's 6:09. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. The forecast, cloudy right through the weekend. Cloudy today, highs near 47. Cloudy tonight, lows 35. Cloudy tomorrow, highs near 44. You see a pattern here? Cloudy with a high near 51 on Sunday. 51, that's kind of nice. Cloudy, 42 degrees right now at Radio Park. So we had some snow yesterday, huh? Wow. That was a nice kickoff to the holiday season, huh? Yeah, it melted pretty quickly, but still, it was pretty messy there for a while. Hey, it's 610 WRJN. How about Stevie now? Hey, guess who's back this morning? Mike Clemens will be joining us once again. He was off for a while, and he's back again, and he'll be here this morning at 8:50 with a sports report for us. News.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. Once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Stevie, and for once in my life, 612, make it 613 now at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Here's a feel-good story for you to kick off the morning. A 97-year-old former cheerleader in Central Michigan got to relive her glory days once again. Now, I hope I get her name right here. Isla Jean Dorling. Yeah, I think it's Isla Jean Dorling. She's 97 years old. She helped form the Merrill High School cheerleading squad 80 years ago. Now, the team's current cheerleaders surprised her at her retirement home and brought her a uniform to put on. Now, they planned to do a few simple cheers with her, but then she asked them to lift her up in the air so she can fly once again. Thankfully, no one broke a hip or anything. But the 97 years old, doing the cheerleading again. Isn't that great? I love to hear those stories. And kudos to the Merrill High School cheerleader squad for making her day for her, right? 613 WRJN local news and timeless hits. Here come the Stones and
time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Now you always say that you wanna be free. Searching for good times.
Time is on my side. The Stones. Not originally by the Stones, though. No. Ty Winding and his orchestra recorded Time is on my side in 1963. Then soul singer Irmer Thomas had a hit with the song. And later, the Rolling Stones had the third version of Time is on my side. See? You never know the history of some songs out there. Hey, looking to send out Christmas cards this year? Hidden Valley Ranch will apparently be selling holiday cards this year with two-go packets of ranch dressing inside. For $18, you get an eight-card pack. That's complete with dressing, by the way. Last we checked, there was a waiting list to get it. Really? All right. More on the way, they said. Don't worry. There'll be plenty for everybody. So, Merry Christmas. Here's some ranch dressing. Something like that, right? All right. It's 617 WRJN. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If the Academy Awards have any meaning at all, they will nominate Denis Villeneuve for Best Director for Dune 2. Those are the words of actor Josh Brolin, who seems serious, adding he might quit acting altogether if his friend is not nominated for Best Director. Yeah, me too. The first Dune received 10 Oscar nominations in 2022, but not for Best Director, which obviously does not sit well with the No Country for Old Men actor. Thespians do tend to be a bit dramatic, but I hope Brolin doesn't quit acting. He's pretty good at it. Those of you who are shower indifferent, love camping in mud, and would like a shot at a serious injury might be interested to know that headliners for 2025's Coachella have been announced. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will perform, and there will be an appearance by Yo Gabba Gabba. Can't hardly wait to not attend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, Pete's tonight, 6 till 8 o'clock on our sister station, WAUK AM 540. From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, Stuart J. Wannell's reporting an accident. Pleasant Prairie police have Green Bay Road and Highway 165 closed. They expected to be shut down for about an hour due to an accident. Again, that's Pleasant Prairie Police have Green Bay Road and Highway 165 closed. They expect to have it shut down for about an hour. Try to find an alternate route.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Your stop for toys, comics, sports, memorabilia, and so much more. Save the date for the second annual Happy Con, December 13th through the 15th at Southridge Mall. Enjoy vendors, gaming, and celebrity guests like WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle on the 14th from 11 to 6. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
We
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Finger, no matter what. 624 WRJN, cloudy today, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. That was a quick forecast, huh? Highs 47 today, lows 35 tonight, 44 the high tomorrow, 51 the high on Sunday, cloudy, 42 degrees here at Radio Park with a fact of the morning. According to a study, this is brand new, according to a new study, self-driving cars are safer, except at dawn, at dusk, or when you're making a turn.
You broke my heart. Couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Work, 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 work
tours, local news, and timeless hits at WRJN. This should come in handy during the holiday season. The average American estimates they have $26 in loose change lying around the house. It's actually more than double that if you collect all the change and convert it to cash. You're looking for about $56 on average. Cha-ching!
I'm going up the country, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time.
Woodstock days, Canned Heat, going up the country. I think they were at Woodstock, too. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were. Okay. The holidays, an engagement time, right? A lot of people get engaged during this season. So Google shared a list of the top proposal questions that are being asked on Google. These were the top five. How to propose, what need your propose are, and I don't even know if that matters. What to say when proposing, when to propose, and here's my favorite. Why won't my long-term boyfriend propose to me? You think Google had an answer for that? I'd love to hear what they had to say. 6:31 news time now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a nail-biting finish, Racine St. Catherine secured their second WIAA state football title last night.
Sell now rolling out. Here they come. He throws it. Intercepted. Intercepted by Isaac Cantu. And the Angels, I believe, are going to win the state title here.
Dick Graceffa had the call on WRJN as the Angels put down Baldwin Woodville 26-22. The St. Cat's defense played a crucial role, forcing four turnovers, with Isaac Cantu's game-ending interception preserving the victory. Junior Lamont Hamilton had a record-breaking performance, including 275 all-purpose yards and three receiving touchdowns. Congrats to the Division IV champion Angels. We're working on learning more about an early morning fire in Burlington. Fire crews were called to a structure fire at a home on Kane Street, a few blocks west of Pine. There's a large response on site. The competition for Racine County Executive has come down to Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Those two will face off in a special election December 19th. In unofficial results from yesterday, Malicki emerged as the front runner with roughly 5,700 votes. Christensen trailed with about 1,900. The special election was needed due to the unexpected death of former county executive Jonathan Delagrave. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Did you know that more than 50% of the global population considers themselves lactose intolerant? Boy, that's a lot of potential dairy customers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick check-in on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Now, a researcher at UW-River Falls focused on trying to create ice cream that lactose intolerant customers can enjoy. Details next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Dr. Grace Lewis is a researcher at UW-River Falls focused on trying to create an ice cream that lactose intolerant consumers can enjoy.
Yeah, so this enzyme has to have some time to work to break down lactose, and it also, again, operates more favorably under certain conditions. So you add this enzyme in, you have to have a specific vat to store the ice cream mix as the lactose is being broken down. And when lactose is broken down, it's broken down into glucose and galactose, two sugars. And these things are sweeter than lactose is originally, as well as with two small molecules produced, it depresses the freezing point more. So the ice cream mix behaves a little bit differently. And again, it's an education point for me, where how can we teach processors about these differences and how to formulate to make the ice cream behave as normal.
Dr. Grace Lewis up at UW-River Falls, a food scientist trying to create an ice cream that lactose intolerant consumers can enjoy. She says their formulations currently don't change the flavor of the ice cream. And in fact, they found out with the enzyme process, this ice cream melts slower than normal ice cream. They're not sure why, just a pleasant surprise.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. And 10 schools are picking up $500 grants from the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program to enhance their ag education materials. Those classrooms include Reidsville, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Verona, Manawa, Glenwood City, Viroqua, Argyle, Clayton, and Athens. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
It is going to be cloudy today. We'll get to 46 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, 35. Still cloudy tomorrow, high of 44. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy. Could get a few sprinkles later in the day with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Not long ago, I was in this tiny town in Georgia, me and my friend Vic, and we were looking for something to do, and we kept asking the local people. He's like, we got 8 hours off. Is there anything fun to do? And they just all of them responded with, well, you can zip line to another state for $55. And I asked the one guy, just because I wanted to see if he would know, I go, what state would I end up in if I chose to do it? And he literally answered me with a question. He goes, Alabama? Yes, that is the state on the other side of you. Jeez, even I know that. And I don't even live here. And I think that's what you should do with your criminals in Georgia. You should zip line them in the middle of the night to Alabama. You give them an iPhone and $100 and say, look, if we see you again in Georgia, pow, pow, bang, bang, no jokey, jokey.
Forgot all about the library like she told her old man now.
last and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till an addict takes her T-Rid away.
Fun, fun, fun till an addict takes her T-Rid away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks with surprise like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Like
and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all
you
through.
But
you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Now you shouldn't
and
lie.
We'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy
and we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Local news in San Luis. It's WRJN 639. A couple in Denver just got a very important vinyl record. They got it back 58 years after they cut the record themselves. They recorded their wedding in 1966, turned into a record. A random woman found it at a thrift store in Austin, Texas, where they used to live. Now, she told the local news, and the couple's daughter heard about it and got him back the record. What I want to know is, how the heck did that record wind up in the thrift store in the first place? This is supposed to be a very memorable keepsake. Which one of the couple actually brought it to the thrift store and sold it? Dusty Springfield, son of a preacher man at WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Gus and Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Sing. To sing and get famous is James Brown been singing 20 years. I don't know what James is talking about. I met him once at Saturday Night Live. I walked up and said, James, I love your stuff. James is.
You better do that.
At the end of every sentence, he ended off with, everything. He said, you get mad, you start putting the needle back saying, what did I just miss?
Seven and the people say,
ha! That's a James Brown lyric. He's writing a song, so I need a word here.
Hey!
That's good. And get the song going, all the songs sounded the same. Jamie going,
Sabbath up, the bond of people say, I'm a dog, or do mine, shit, did it, you hear you?
You, James Brown. There's a meme going on, or some kind of, not a meme, but there's a one of those real videos on Facebook going on right now where people are doing stuff and they're, you know, whoever's in the house with them, the significant other, plays Wow, Feel Good from out of nowhere, and they bang their head on something, or they get frightened if they open a closet, they play Wow, I Feel Good. It is really funny to watch. You know, I hate to see people in pain, but it is funny. 646 WRJN local news, timeless hits. A man in China claims he was banned from a buffet for eating too much. He was eating a lot. In one visit, he had more than 3 pounds of pork. Another time, he ate nearly 9 pounds of prawns. That's shrimp. 9 pounds! But isn't the whole idea of a buffet built around the idea you can eat all you want? Isn't that the whole isn't that their business model? When you go to a buffet, an all-you-can-eat buffet, you can eat all you can eat. But if you eat all you can eat, they don't like how much you're eating. They throw you out. Happened on The Simpsons, where Homer Simpson was eating too much at a buffet, and they banned him from the buffet. Again, isn't that their business model, how they built it? All right, we have a traffic problem, and I don't know. It should be relieved shortly. But Stuart J. Waddles sent us something here. Pleasant Prairie Police have Green Bay Road and Highway 165 closed. They expect to have it shut down for another maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes or so. So again, that's Green Bay Road, Highway 165 closed due to an accident this morning. 647 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Cloudy today with a high near 47. Cloudy lows 35 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, highs 44. Cloudy on Sunday with a high near 51. You see what we're doing here? Clouds. Cloudy and 42 degrees right now at Radio Park.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
the DC 5, Dave Clark 5, Kansas City, and She's Mine. They actually made a movie, you know that? Turner Classic Movies runs it from time to time, having a wild weekend. They made it right after the Beatles made A Hard Day's Night. As a matter of fact, the same company released it, United Artists. And it almost kind of mirrors A Hard Day's Night, except the Dave Clark 5 don't play the group, the Dave Clark 5. They actually have acting parts in it. And I learned one thing. They can't act. Anyway, it's a fun piece of history to take a look at if you see it on TCM. All right, next Christmas sing-along you're at. Bring up this little fact. When they sing Jingle Bells at the Christmas sing-along, remind them that Jingle Bells was originally written to be a Thanksgiving song, not a Christmas song. Remind them of that. See how that goes for you, huh? Yeah, there's no mention of Christmas or, you know, anything like that in the Jingle Bells song. Main ingredient, everybody plays the fool right here at WRJN.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody.
Was flying out of Miami International Airport, and she was told she couldn't bring her jug of vodka through security. So, she offered everybody around shots of vodka, and they took it.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds.
are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. Local news and timeless hits for WRJN 659 right now. Okay, a survey from Samsonite Luggage People revealed what celebrities you would like to have most at your holiday parties this year. Number one was Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah, he's the life of the party. Also on the list, Lady Gaga. Now, the survey also revealed who people would best like to have as guests for Thanksgiving dinner. Now, it had to be a celebrity couple. So who would it be? No surprise here. The number one choice, Tom Hanks and